pink.
I'm done. I am done apologizing. I am done being persecuted for my strength. You people should be thanking Christ that I am who and what I am because you need me. You need me to save you.
Save you.
Hey, by the way, David.
Yeah. Yes, Mark.
Hold on. There we go.
There we go.
Happy no maybe day.
Lily, hold on. What do you mean happy? I was having a good day, and then you came on me side with some bullshit. What the fuck are you talking about?
Happy no maybe month.
What the fuck are you? Oh, June. That's right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you goddamn talking about? Goddamn. But yeah, I forgot you like to celebrate your no maybe.
The fucking no maybe day. We get to give them a thumbs up.
Yeah, and then we give you the thumb up the ass because, you know, that we know it's your month.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, Mark, here you go, bud.
Hey, you want to sit on this? So you just walk away.
Yeah. No, but then they're like, oh, but I wanted to sit on it. Hold on, wait, come back. Please. I'm sorry. Did I offend you? Like, please come back.
We get to buy rainbow flavored things.
Rainbow flavored, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that why you're drinking some gay ass Prime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just for that shit.
Yeah. Because yesterday I seen you drinking the red. The day before I saw you drinking yellow. Now you're drinking blue, and you're not going to stop till you drink the rainbow.
Making the full rainbow.
Full rainbow.
And then I'll sit on my own thumb.
Yeah. And then they're going to anger fucking some old metalhead and make him fucking shoot a bunch of ARs at a bunch of cases of Prime. What's his name?
Oh, Kid Rock.
Yeah, you're going to make Kid Rock very angry with Prime. He's like, hey, Prime, gay this up, bitch. And like,
what do you think he did after that video?
I'm sure he felt so proud of himself. He was like,
you think he stood there and looked at it? He's like, with his hands on his hips. He's like, yeah.
He did that Thanos meme I sent you earlier. Like, no, I could rest.
Sit.
Or what did he say? Like, now I could sit on a grateful universe as a sunset, or whatever the fuck he says.
I like to think he cracked open one of those. Like, he had one already. He's like, listen, man, I don't fuck with, you know, the no maybes, but Bud Light is tasty.
No, you know what it was? You know what it was? The day he saw the promotion for it, he was like, I thought it tasted like cock.
It tastes a little gay.
Yeah.
It has a little dash of queer.
What? Did that she-man fuck my beer? Is that why it tastes like this? This is why I hate it now?
They're fucking coming in the beers, dude. I know it.
They're coming in the beers.
Fucking coming in the beers.
Quote that. That's my new ringtone. This is Mark saying they're coming in the beers. They're
coming in the beers.
That's why I got the Stella Rosa. I was like, you know what? We're celebrating Pride Month. I need a little cum beer in my life. I need to taste that cum. In support of the rainbows.
It's crazy, too. All the stores, bro, they have all the rainbow stuff, yeah. Right? And I would say this. I think in my life,
yeah,
the thing I would want people the most aware about,
yeah,
is like how bad the Jehovah's Witnesses are.
I'll say turn your shit down, bro, a little bit. Halfway. To the halfway mark, because you're going to blow out the...
No, you got to turn your shit down on the bottom. I'm telling you, bro, my shit is not all the way up.
Shit is loud. Your shit is... I hear a red light.
Because even when I did the editing the podcast, I was like,
yeah,
I sound better.
Okay.
I don't sound like I'm in the background, yeah.
All right, put my shit on your level then. Because not there, but from the mic level itself.
No, well...
Because no, that's going to fuck it up from the camera. I believe... Dude, I fucking did like a whole week's review on this shit. If you bring that up any higher, the gain somehow, the way it registers on the camera, it'll like... For some reason, it inputs it as like extra volume, like from the microphone and... Like extra gain, so it'll be even harder to like edit later. Like I literally did like four mock.
Do you want your second?
Just my mic level a little bit higher, just like literally a notch.
Right.
Yeah, right smidge. There. Yeah, you see? Okay, yeah, you right.
A smidge
for the gays. How about that?
I was saying when I was going back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like I would want people to see like how shitty the Jehovah's Witnesses are, right? Mm. But do you think you would get like a little bit of cringe if you walked into a store? And you've seen, like, M&M's had, like a broken watchtower. Like, bro, every time you buy a bag of M&M's, we give a thumbs up to, like, somebody who got disfellowshipped. It's wonderful.
You know what? Honestly, that sounds, like, a little, like, inconsiderate, but it sounds accurate.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that sounds pretty accurate. I bet you that's how gay people feel.
Yeah.
When they see rainbow on Kellogg's and
you're
shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? Come on.
You're gonna subjugate my fucking... My entire life.
There's trauma attached to this shit. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go to a store and see it on my cereal.
Ah, yes. Rainbow-covered M&Ms. For the time my dad beat me when I found out I liked men.
For the time my dad looked me in the face and said, son, that's the last time I'm going to call you son.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have no son. Yes, this makes up for those 22-plus years.
I'm so glad I was reminded of that when I bought these Pop-Tarts.
Exactly. Good.
Because Eminem has this thing, right, where they say on the packaging, right?
Really quick. Eminem's, right? Not Eminem.
No, the rapper.
Okay, Eminem. The rapper. Okay, I just want to make sure.
So, yeah, yeah, totally. He goes to stores every day. Eminem.
Yeah. Well, he is gay. You know that, right? According to the interview
according
movie.
According to the interview movie.
He is gay. He is a homosexual, so yeah.
Eminem has a thing, right, where he says, we help women. Every time you buy Eminem's, we help women. And I always want to go, I wanted to say to Eminem, how? Let me see the receipts. Let me see a list. Let me see if, I'm going to audit Eminem and see how many girls, what exactly how are you helping?
You know what? Fucking the IRS got like an influx of billions of dollars last year. They need to make that, they need to do exactly what you said. Like, hey, Eminem, we're seeing a bunch of claims here that you are, in fact, helping women. We're just curious how.
They bailed Andrew Tate out. That's really what they
Well, we hear, you know, Andrew Tate loves women so much, so we thought a great admirer of women would be able to help them, so we bailed them out. You
there's
did what?
There's a spokesman, like, saying what you just said, right? And then a person walks up to him and, like, goes, hey, what? Oh.
No, you just hear it's like, what? What'd you say? Oh. How many times? Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Oh, fuck.
I heard about the Bugatti.
It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense.
It's all coming together. Oh, shit, dude.
By the way, man, holy shit. Thank you for staying up for 24 hours to get this done.
Yeah, no, fucking, I was supposed to go to sleep, like, at 11 or 12, but I was still working out the kinks on this thing, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, it's worth it. I'm gonna keep pushing through. And, like, literally, I didn't even go to sleep when I texted you. That's when I finished, like, essentially. And I was just, like, reviewing, like, the video I edited. And I was like, you know what? This is fine. This is good. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's probably not look that great, like, initially. But, you know, of course, I've only just had this thing for a week. And even then, I think I did, like, good work for being very tech ignorant.
I mean, here's the thing. This is what we're working against. It's, like, this is all new to us.
Yeah. Expensive as shit, too.
Expensive. The setup isn't as great, right? Yeah. There's a fly
around here.
Flying around. I just keep looking at him.
The one fucking time we have goddamn camera, there's a fucking fly.
Fly in here, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's just, we're working with the best we got.
Yeah. Yeah, now we can't play footsie with each other now? The fuck is this shit? Yeah, come here. Oh, I can't.
I'm debating on whether to just leave it like this.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing is because my couch is like up against my closet door.
Oh, you mean like permanently? Yeah. I figure, like, we can...
I just throw that bitch away, because I can't sit on it.
Oh, that's right. It's the torn-ass one. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, at this point, yeah, just fucking throw it away and just buy yourself a fucking dresser for the clothes you have it on. Because all you ever have on this thing is just fucking clothes.
I have so many clothes, bro.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Just buy yourself a dresser that's tall, frees up a shitload of space, and you can actually use it for its purpose.
The fish tank is... I got it on my cutting, like, on the cutting-edge floor. I look at it all the time now, and I go, you know... I really could just put something here instead of a fish tank. I love the fish. I love having the fish, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't sit and look at them.
Well, you're not supposed to. They're just there.
The only time I do is like I'll look at it and admire it when I'm cleaning it.
I feel like the one time you do, or every time you do, you just fucking start hearing, "Darkness, my old friend," and you just start getting really excited because the blue light. I'm sure that makes you feel. Honestly, looking at your fish, I'm like, I can imagine just Donnie Darko just kicking it right now, like. Holy shit, everything's getting... Nothing fucking matters. We're all gonna fucking die.
Yeah, Donnie Darko just comes over here and shit.
Giant ass airplane just falls to the sky.
Are you ever gonna fucking move? You've been late. How many fucking games are on TV right now? What is that? Bitch, shut the fuck... Like, I just yell at Donnie Darko like an abused wife. Bitch, shut the fuck up. I work today. Bitch.
Go get me another beer.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, but yeah, because, like... Also, the other thing, fucking... I don't know how I just caught on to this, but the J-Dubs were doing some fucking heavy damage control before, like, anything was released about the Pennsylvania situation, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it, because, like, literally,
that
I was...
Tony Morris, he was fucking, like, the mafia.
Was that Stephen Lett or Tony Morris?
No, Tony Morris. Yeah,
no, Stephen Lett's the retard who talks like this.
Yeah, he's Muppet Face.
Yeah, Stephen Lett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Morris is the drunk guy, the...
Yeah, that was a dude who got caught with the bottles going to, like, a liquor store on a Sunday.
Brothers. Yeah. Oh, that's some good shit, brothers. You guys should try some of this Proper 12. Oh, that's some good strong shit there, brothers.
He looks like a fucking dude who would enjoy, like, a...
A nice Proper 12.
Like a mid-tier alcohol.
And call it high tier. Or call it
top tier. You know, you like, yeah. You know, he probably sits back. He drinks like Gentleman Jack or something. Like he probably started off as like he would put it in the glass and be distinguished. And then one day he was like, you know what's easier if I just drink it straight from the bottle.
His wife was probably like, I'm tired of washing all your fucking dishes. I'm tired of washing these shitty ass dishes. At least put some real man's alcohol in here. Just drink from the bottle from now on.
Oh, dude, she attacked his madness.
Oh wait, no, she's South African. So he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I did not come here hunting lions to wash your fucking shitty alcohol dishes.
Is his wife like that?
I know she's from South Africa, but I'd never heard her before. So. Oh. Yeah, because Stephen Lett, or not Stephen Lett, Tony Morris, he came to our assembly, Spanish assembly one time. I don't know if he went to the English or not. But he came to the Spanish, and he had just married his wife. Guess how old she was at the time?
I would say like 16.
Double that.
Double? Oh, like 30, 32?
Yeah, she's like 33, 35, I think. But this nigga's like fucking in his 50s. So I'm like...
That's not crazy. No, I mean, and the only reason
in a society where like it's seen... Like, that's what I'm saying. Like I think witnesses like think themselves so highly, so they have to be held to a higher standard. So then if the second that they do anything that's like questionable, like gives you the side eye, it's like, okay, you're a fucking hypocrite. You're doing shit. You shouldn't be behind the scenes if you're willing to do this in front of people.
There's an elder in my hall, dude, who would, like, brag about how his wife was, like, 10 years younger than him. And one day someone did the math, and they were like,
"Yeah,
I don't know, maybe she was 17, bro." Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like the fucking Roman Atwood situation? You remember the old prankster, Roman Atwood?
No.
Yeah, because a while ago, I think, like, 2 years ago, fucking this dude was like, you know, they're both celebrating like their anniversary. Like, oh, happy anniversary. Like, we've known each other, loved each other, started dating, whatever, for like 10 years now. Roman, that way, he's like 26, and his wife's like 22 or some shit. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, hold on. 10 years ago? Like, she was 24. That's what she was 24.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 10 years ago?
10 years ago? What do you mean?
I mean, when you were
14?
20 and she was, or like when you were 18 and she was 14? That's 10 years ago? Is that what you're talking about?
As the movie Transformers.
Well, hold on. I mean, say it with your chest. What do you mean by that?
Say it with your chest.
What do you mean by that? You know, like, oh, that meme with the black dude's like, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that exactly?
And you hear the, like, the slow violin in the background.
No, as the movie Transformers has taught me.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's okay.
I got into the Romeo and Juliet little statues.
I don't remember the details of it. I just know.
They put a lot of time and effort into that.
If you ever get caught, you just put on the movie Transformers, and you go, I'm good. Look, I'm free.
The fucking attorney is like, God fucking damn it, yeah, where did they keep
in this movie? Someone's like, we did weeks of preparation. How do we overlook that?
That's the real reason why the Chris Hansen show plumbeted. They just kept coming. They just kept they using kept that example.
Out of, they kept leaving Blu-rays of that fucking movie.
And Chris Hansen's like, shit. Well, I guess you can leave now and actually not get attacked by police. God, Chris, all right, Gerald, what the fuck is this movie? How do they keep getting out of this?
How do they keep getting out? We bought all of them.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I have been very much like all this like shit going on, like about the witnesses, about like the child molestation shit. It like makes me. It made me want to watch more Chris Hansen shit and like all these like Catching Predator shit because I'm like, I need some level of satisfaction in my life where it's like. Okay, so I know this entire religion is like hiding these predators and they're getting away with it. I need to see someone else getting caught for it. I need that satisfaction in my life knowing that these scumbags somewhere out there are getting dealt with. Mm-hmm. And then good old boy Chris Hansen comes in the room.
You know who just got caught for that? And he was a Scientologist. I didn't know this.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Tom Young Cruise boy. Just got for it. No, Danny Masterson. He played, he was in that 70s show.
Oh shit! Wait,
What was it? What was his name in that? He was the one that hung out with Fez.
The new guy, who came in at the end of the show.
No, he was the guy who like he had curly hair and a beard.
Oh shit! Wait, that guy. Really? Oh, yeah. is that why he got put away?
Yeah, he's doing 30. He's doing 30 years.
30 years.
30 years. He apparently it was some shit where like back in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
he got caught in the church. And they didn't release the full details, but it was something along the lines of there was alcohol and maybe, like, he tried to get them alone or some shit. And they finally were able to uncover some type of evidence.
Was it just like straight up rape then? Because like I've been watching this Chris Hansen shit and like all these other shows that like relate to it, and all these niggas either get away with like 2-3 years probation, or at the maximum I've seen, the max is like 7 years prison time, then reduced to 2 for good behavior, and then, you know, 5 years like probation or some shit to finish off your sentence.
I'd imagine, bro, like if you know you're gonna get caught with that,
yeah,
you're gonna try to get the best lawyer, because more than likely you're gonna get killed if you go to jail.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, this dude, he's like fucking rich as shit. You know, in the middle of this whole thing, I think he was on The Ranch on Netflix. So, you know, he was getting a paycheck. I don't know how much he was getting paid, but he was getting a paycheck because they're already on like their third or fourth season at the time. And he was like the main character, the second main character. So it's like, you're a headliner of a show for a Netflix series where Netflix was like throwing money at everything and a lot of money. So you would assume he would have had a good lawyer. Damn, 30 years. Good shit. Good shit, though. Any scumbag who does anything with children, immediately.
Yeah, you got to just get rid of them.
Yeah. Off the earth.
It's a disease.
Yeah. You know what they need to do? They need to put them in, like, those punchy bags like they did in Fast Furious. Where just, like, put them in, like, punchy bag. Just fucking everyone just, like, at the fucking yard. They're like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to try a little boxing today. You just hear, oh, God, the ribs. You just hear that in the punchy bag. It didn't even be that in prison. Like, literally just put him in the punching bags, put out in the hot sun, just sweat, no cell.
Just leave him out there?
Just leave him out there, yeah. In a fucking Iron Maiden. Or no, the fucking, the Roman or the Greek bull, where they get so hot. I was going to say, so like,
you ever seen The Longest Yard?
I have not.
With Adam Sandler? Yeah. There's a part, like, there was this thing where they leave you in the hot box for, like, a couple days. And it was just, like, this, like, giant, it looked like an outhouse, like, just out in the sun, because it's in Texas.
And that was, like, the punishment.
Yeah, that was the punishment. You were just being it for, like, a week. Yeah.
Have you seen Cool Hand Luke?
No.
No, I was going to say, it sounds just like Cool Hand Luke. Because, that's exactly what it was. Like, literally, they leave you in the box outside, and, like, you had to stay there for, like, days or whatever. And then, like, the funny thing about that also is, like, the warden was such a dick, like, in the movie, that he would, like, make them eat, like, 3 times the larger amount of portions that were supposed to. And, you know, when you don't eat for a few days, your stomach actually starts to shrink. Like, it's a survival, so, like, you don't have to eat as much.
Right.
But then, like, so, like, literally, if you don't finish your food in the movie, then you get extra time in the box.
God damn.
So, like, literally, like,
bro, I'm so full of this grape.
Yeah. It was, like, literally rice. That's what it was. He would make him eat rice.
Oh, damn.
So, it's like, extra filling.
Yeah, just anything. Hey, bro, you're going to kill all these pancakes.
Yeah, literally. Anything that was, like, fucking, hey, here's a French toast.
You want pasta?
Here's extra. You have to drink all this water and milk, too.
Bro, you like eggnog?
Yeah. Oh shit. Okay. Let's backtrack. We're gonna go down another rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But with the witnesses, I seen that. This is something I'd seen on video.
Yeah.
Where I believe it was Lloyd Evans, where Toni Morris getting rid of him was like a fail safe, if that's the correct term.
Getting rid of Toni Morris.
Yeah, like getting rid of him was like a way to like get Pennsylvania off their back somehow.
Like he had something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe like some type of like Wolf of Wall Street kind of shit. Remember like when Leo, they was like, if you leave the company, bro, like the FBI would just leave you alone.
Oh, and so he's like, just, fuck he's that, just a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like if he leaves, then it's like, well, we can't really get him because he wasn't actually in charge.
Well, no, I think they know that the body, because they have an actual witness helping them. So they should know that the body elders are an entire group in themselves that govern everything. So even getting rid of him, that's what I thought also, that maybe they're going to use him as a scapegoat, like actively be like, oh, we didn't know anything about that, but we heard that he had something to do with it. He had a lot of time out there in Pennsylvania. Oh, Pennsylvania. You know what? I think I heard about that. He was out there a lot. You know,
dude, he was out there for like 3 months.
Yeah.
He took like 5 kids with him.
Whatever that means. You know?
Yeah. Oh, rat on him? They just leave him out to die?
That's one thing. Because because I thought the whole reason they got rid of him was because he's drinking. And you know they're like, we can't have a drunkard brothers on the stand with us, on the pantheon of fucking Jehovah and his gods.
Dude, imagine somebody who like met him, and they were like, bro, I think I smell a little like whiskey on him.
Yeah.
No, bro, that's ludicrous. Why would you say that about our brother?
Heresy! Heresy! Heresy!
Kill him!
2319! God, 2319!
You're doing fucking contribution work for the rest of the year.
They have him chained to the contribution box.
You got a girl's job.
And you know brothers are judging for that shit, too.
Yeah, bro, I did.
Oh, shit. Whoa, I am dying.
Little case of the AIDS.
Little case of the AIDS over here. That's why I got the hat on.
No, but you were saying with
Jesus fuck.
Oh yeah, about the Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, because if you know, like they released in September, right, in 2022, the broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you actually watch like the Lloyd Evans video I sent you right now?
No, because you sent me one that was like from a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But it's the time frame that's fucked up for me because like literally, they put Stephen Lett was like really emphasizing like the fact that anything that the news is saying about the Jehovah's Witnesses is a lie. And he was extra emphasizing the fact that it was specifically about child molestation charges and pedophilic charges. He was literally saying in the video, like, brothers, people will say that we are protecting pedophiles. And that is not true. You know, and shit like that. Exactly. Like, he was literally just focusing so hard on that fact about pedophiles and child molestation. And then literally a whole month later, in October, is when the district general... Oh, wait, no. The Attorney General of Pennsylvania was first released to the press that they were going after the witnesses, or she was going after the witnesses. So I'm like, you are well aware of what's happening then. You are being a fucking, an absolute animal, a monster, releasing damage control a month before it actually hits the news. Mm-hmm. So they know what's going on. They know everything that's happening in the situation. Well, you know, allegedly, according to me. They know everything that's going on. They know that this situation can like make a lot of brothers fall out of favor with the witnesses. So they literally put out a whole month before the actual fucking like government of fucking or the state of Pennsylvania did anything. They were the ones who acted first. So you're like, literally instead of the smoke leading to the fire, you're literally showing people the fire before the smoke is even in the air.
And you know the crazy thing is too, someone's gonna like see that on the news and go, oh my god, the brothers. They were right about this.
Oh my God,
I can't believe how right. They're always so right about everything.
As I'm saying, at this point, I'm like, I don't know who to be mad at anymore. It's like, of course, be mad at the governing body for being a fucking bunch of animals and monsters trying to hide up this information. Mm-hmm. But also, I can't help but like hate, like fucking, not hate, but maybe hate, the actual like rank and file, the actual people like who are willing to take this shit, because now they are willingly and actively going out of their way to be fucking ignorant about the situation.
Right.
Yeah, because literally, like, if I was still a witness and I watched the broadcast, I'd be like, whoa, where the fuck did that come from? Why are you talking about so much about, like, child molestation? Like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't know anything about that. Did you know what that meant? I didn't know shit. And then, like, literally the next month I hear about it on the news, it's like, we are investigating the child witnesses for child molestation charges. I'm like, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, the brothers are right. I'd be like, how the fuck do the brothers know it? There's something going on here, you know, and that would pique my curiosity, and then right. I would start the descent. But no, I know there's a lot of brothers out there, like
a lot of sheep out there, a lot of people, bro, who came into this religion with a lot of emotional baggage, and they got all that like emotional baggage, at least like, what's the word I'm thinking of, like someone actually came up to him and said, you know, pat him on the back and said, there, Jehovah will take care of all that,
yeah,
and now they're stuck to it.
What's the thing from AA, like, rely on a higher power?
Mm-hmm. That's literally, like, rule one.
Yeah, they're literally relinquishing their, like, every aspect of life that's like, oh, it's not my fault that this happened. It's all in Jehovah's hands. So whatever he wants to happen is going to happen, mm-hmm. right? So, like, literally, they have no power over it. So they're okay with it. Right? And also, I think the fact that people don't understand that they have the mental capacity and the willpower to actually change themselves for the better without help of religion makes them rely on religion all that more, because they're like, oh, I changed because of God, you know, like, no, you changed because you felt like you needed to change, and you're using God as an excuse to change. Like, if you were actually like take an extra 5 minutes to think about it, you would see that you can change yourself for the better, for your own self. But no, you want to use God as an excuse to like finally do the good thing and change and not be a fucking wife beater no more, or whatever the fuck, you know, people say that they changed from into the new personality, however the fuck they said it,
right?
It's like, no, yeah, I don't know anymore. It's just like a whole situation. I'm like, I just don't want anything to do with those people anymore.
Yeah, I see that. Like, for example, I seen them today, like, because I was doing up in the area. I see them, bro. Like, they just, no one pays attention to them. Like, they do the carts and stuff like that, and they're just, it's out in the sun.
Yeah.
You just go, God, at some point, you would think in your life, you would go, I'm just going to get up and leave, bro. There's no, literally, I'm changing nothing by coming here.
Yeah. I was going to say, sounds like, oh, I don't know, some scene from like a Family Guy skit where like, they're just sitting down in church and then one guy just goes, huh. He just literally just gets up and walks away. Everyone's like, what is he doing? And
then one right. Leave?
Yeah. Oh, I want to leave too. Just fucking walk, runs away. That's what I'm saying. Oh, but God, yeah, man. I don't know. I went down like a real bad rabbit hole when I sent you that video.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Jesus, like, I didn't know, like, I missed that shit from like 7 months ago. It was a terrible situation because I'm like thinking how bad or how much the governing body actually knows. Because I have heard videos of like ex-elders saying like, oh, yeah, like they were tasked with like burning information or burning papers that like would have like been used against them.
Right.
Like in court cases and shit. So it's like, wow. So, and those stories are starting to be a lot more like actually like real to me now. I'm like, fuck, like the brothers actually know what's going on. They actually have their finger on the pulse. So they're actually taking action like to destroy evidence or to like keep people indoctrinated still in order to like fucking keep themselves fucking filled to the brim with like fucking line their pockets of money that they're getting fucking donations from. Because I found out also that Stephen Lett, him and his wife bought like $500,000 property.
Yeah, in Oklahoma or Alabama or
yeah,
somewhere.
Some shit, yeah. They both went down the middle for 250 grand. How the fuck are you going to have 250 grand just lying around? Both either. Like, she's a housewife.
They saved.
They saved, Mark?
They saved. Jehovah willing was able. He blessed. Jehovah saw their hard work and determination, Brother Montano, and he blessed them. The house they needed in the middle of bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. And at the end of their lives, because they're both bumfuck old too. And it's like, there's videos of him like preaching about, oh, what wonderful it is to have a simple eye for material things of this world. Nothing is permanent. And then it's like over here, all these people are fucking owning shit. They're like owning property, stocks, fucking buying up gold and shit. Like,
I found you have to have a vow of poverty when you go to Bethel.
Apparently not. If you have 500 grand,
you're
lying
around.
Yeah,
if you're a governing body. But yeah, literally, bro, if you're like somebody who's like makes a lot of money or some shit or somebody that you can't do that when you go to Bethel.
That sounds bullshit. That's 100%
bullshit. I seen that on, because there's like four guys I listen to right now, not as regular, but like I used to listen to them a lot. One was JW Thoughts, Lloyd Evans, All Worldly, and, XJW Caleb. And Truth Hurts. And I remember one of those guys had talked about, like, you're supposed to do something when you go to Bethel. Like, if you have, like, a lot of money or some shit, like, you're not supposed to go in there with, because you could easily go in there thinking, like, oh, you know what, I'll just leave because I already have enough money somewhere else.
Yeah. So it's just another fucking cult method.
Essentially, yeah. Or, like, I guess you might have to give it to them.
I was going
to
say, Stephen Lett just went through the door with fucking big old bags of, like, cartoon, like, dollar bill signs like on his fucking bags, like, oh, brothers, don't forget to donate all your remaining funds in these bags. Thank you.
Dude, and those dudes will take anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, let me get some stock shares.
People
have stock shares.
You got a house? Let me take that, too.
Yeah, do they own? Apparently, they have, like, some land. Like, somebody, some old couple or something gave them a bunch of land after they died.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it to Watchtower.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know when they're going to go out of money because they have all this shit, like, in the back just, like, waiting for, like, to be sold.
Because I used to say, bro, it would take, like, 5 years, but now I'm starting to realize it can't. Because I would think, like, all right, all this exposure, and, like, it's happening at such a fast pace.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's happening so slowly, though.
But you saw it also. Like, they're, like, one step ahead of the curve. Because, like, literally when, like, while I was talking about, like, the video they released a month before the fucking governor, the state of Pennsylvania. Literally, they're, like, and then they, like, put it in the brothers' heads, like, oh, yeah, the government's after us now. Oh, it's the end times now. Oh, Jehovah, thank God, you're finally going to take me into paradise or some shit. It's like, no, you're just a part of a very scummy association, and you're too stupid and ignorant to acknowledge it.
Yeah, exactly. You keep putting into the Ponzi scheme, and you go, God, if I just give $1,000 more, I'll be fine.
Exactly. It's like fucking Pauly donating, like, tens of thousands of dollars to the Catholic Church. It's like, what do you mean I'm still going to hell? You know how much money I give to this church? No more.
No, cutting you off.
Exactly. That's how I imagine they are. It's like, no. The more money I put in, the closer to heaven I am.
You know, somebody out there, too, probably is like, you know, if I give enough, I could probably, like, get away with certain sins.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fuck a bitch at a club or something. But I'll give them, like, a couple G's.
Yeah, like, hey, brothers, I was thinking about donating a new hall. Excuse me? To the new hall? No, just a whole new hall. Property and all.
Everything. It's all yours.
Yeah. Just, you know, just keep this under the table, yeah? You know, I think we prayed about it.
We thought about it within the last, like, 2.5 minutes that you told us this.
Yeah.
And it's Jehovah's blessing.
Jehovah's blessing.
It's for sure Jehovah's blessing.
Jehovah's blessing, exactly. Jehovah's blessing has recommended to us to...
I keep kicking shit. What the fuck am I kicking?
What the fuck are you kicking? I'm all the way over here. I don't know what the fuck.
I know, dude. It's all the wires and shit.
You're kicking the grudges.
I gotta just, you know what? I gotta sit this way.
There you go, yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't look at you. It hurts. Mark. I don't want to go this way.
Mark, please. I'm sorry. I'll take it back. I was saying, though, it's like we got to fix our setup a little bit, but it's a, you know, like literally today's our first day with the video.
This is literally OTAs right now.
The fuck is OTAs?
OTAs is like practice. It's all practice.
Oh, okay. That's what I was gonna say. Oh, but yeah. I don't know, man. Like, this is really cool, but I think we had to drop like some more money because I got to buy another lens for this shit, like a wide lens, like to actually fit us both in here and then like to actually like have like, I don't know, I forget what it is. It's like it gives us like an extra like, little crispy look to us. Mm. But it's like every lens is like $800 or more.
Yeah, you gotta get one of those big ass like NFL ones.
Yeah, the fucking long ass ones.
Yeah.
You hear the shutter. And I feel like I should be a fucking PI now with this fucking camera. Mm-hmm. And just fucking in the background, just see me fucking.
There's two roads you could travel with this. One, okay. You could have your own photography, like go film weddings and shit. Or what you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
that no other,
there's nothing else.
Oh, no, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like fucking the bullet train. I'm gonna be Brad Pitt just chilling in the car and someone's gonna jump out and kill themselves on my fucking car. I'm gonna be like, oh shit.
God damn, I gotta take care of this.
I'm trying to be a PI, now I'm a suicide witness. Jesus
Christ. If I start seeing pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge, I go, yep, nah, he's going the wedding route. He's going the fucking quinceañeras and fucking kids baseball practices for like $300.
No, there's a third route though. There's a third route. I could go the underground artist route. I could like go take a bunch of pictures at San Francisco of a bunch of bums.
That's just gonna revert right back to that shit.
No, but here's the thing. I have to go through the underground artist route, be like, oh yeah, my art is so deep, and then I have to give up my dream a few years later, and then I go into being the wedding photographer. I'm like, eh.
There's a 50-50. You know what? Now that you're saying it, you're right, because it's like you see all these like artists who are like abstract art people. They put like a triangle on top of a circle and go, this represents capitalism. And everyone goes,
oh, I think I see it.
No, yeah. Definitely. I see. Because a triangle is like a triangle.
Yeah.
And the circle is like black people. The Illuminati is above the black people. Whatever. Somebody's like, yeah.
Yeah.
$400. Yeah. I give it to you right now.
And they resell it for 10 grand, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're a fucking kingpin's going to show up at your shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I always found art so. Like, I appreciate art, like itself. But the idea of selling it for like tens of millions of dollars is so idiotic to me. Because it could literally just
It's idiotic, but I would say if you're the person doing it and you found somebody who could buy it.
Yeah. Good on them.
I'm never going to knock you.
But I'm just saying like as a principal.
Yeah, if someone's like, bro, you know how much I paid for this painting? $3,000.
Cool. Why? It's a line.
I can't. You saying that, I had no reaction.
Exactly. It's like the scene from Archer where it's like, This art piece is worth $10 trillion. Oh, my God. Like, why is it worth so much? It's just blank. No. It is not blank. There is over 100 coats of white paint on there. Like, the whole cabinet is looking painted white like 100 times.
It looks like a house, like, on the side when it's been painted over a million times. I got to put the little scraper thingy through it.
Yeah, and then, I know, because it was like, the original artist threw the most beautiful woman in there. But then he just painted over it. Again and again with 100 coats of white paint. Like, so how do you know that there is actual woman under there? No one knows. The legend goes, you cannot even x-ray the paint, or else it would chip at the paint, like, through radiation. It's like, so it's just white paint. No, the woman is in there. Like, it is in there. You know, it's like, what the fuck are you buying?
What am I supposed to do with that?
Because I remember this Asian dude, like, on Joe Rogan's podcast. He seems pretty cool. But, like, he was talking about like his art experience. I think I saw one of his art pieces, and I was like, "This just looks like some shit I could have got like a Goodwill." I'm like, I don't understand it.
There's people like, for example, there's people who do photos,
yeah,
and they go, "God damn, that looks cool!" Like what they do with like the, like they'll edit it with like some type of like software on their computer, like some type of fucking program,
yeah,
like Sony Edit or whatever, some shit,
yeah.
And like, there's a dude I follow who like he takes pictures of different basketball courts. It's so, like some by like the ocean. something by like the mountains. Mm. Oh fuck, man, that shit looks cool.
I see you. Don't lie. That's fucking you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time you go out to drop off some liquor store, you're just like, oh, there's a hoop right there.
Oh shit. Yeah, look at right that. I'd cook anybody on that.
Shot on iPhone.
Shot on iPhone. Yeah. Yeah, that's me. You got, how the fuck did you know?
I fucking figured it out.
Yeah. No, but I see, like, those dudes, I'm like, that shit looks cool. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. Anything else? Or maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just I'm not awoken to it. I'm not cultured enough.
It's not even that, man. I think, honestly, I believe the theory that the art industry is just, like, a giant tax write-off for rich people. Because, like, if you find something that's like, you know, if you get any piece of art and you buy it for like $10 million, then you donate it to a museum. That's a $10 million write-off right there. And I think it's a continuous write-off too. Like if you keep it in that museum, like year after year, I think initially it's like $10 million, but then after like every year, it's like a certain percentage or some shit. Or
why not just like give that to like, I don't know, like some kids who are hungry?
No. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Hey, fuck them kids,
yeah,
bro.
Fuck them kids.
I'm going to a museum. I'm not trying to go to fucking Tahiti. Fuck that shit.
If I wanted to help kids, I fucking, never mind. I'll give them something else to eat.
Yeah.
They can make their money that way.
Tell them to hit up Jeffrey Epstein.
I was about to say, like, help him, yeah. Yeah, pull a fucking Epstein. Yeah, exactly. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, jeez, Rick. Oh, but yeah, I was going to say also, like, talking about that, like, fucking, all that Chris Hansen shit. I've been watching this one show on, like, HBO. now it's called Max, excuse me. But, like, it's called Undercover Underage. It's about this woman. She's like 30 years old, but she doesn't look like she could be like 15. But like the way they like set up all the lighting, the way they set up the rooms, and also like the way the guy's like a professional photographer, he'll like take a picture of her and then he'll like touch her up to make her look like hecka young. Then they'll like be chatting up people and shit on Instagram or whatever like social media sites they use like right now. They'll be like chatting them up and then they'll try to get as much information from the person. They'll hand that information to the police so they can investigate it. And I think I'm like 5 episodes in right now. And they've only caught like 2 dudes. And like the rest of them, because I think they do like 3 people per episode. And the rest of them, they're like, it'll say like the police either haven't acted on it or no arrests have been made.
Are you still on my Max? Or
yeah, I'm your account.
Oh, okay. Because I can't log into mine for some reason.
Really?
I forgot the password.
I know your password.
Oh, well, yeah, if you could just text it to me.
Nah, I'll text to you later, yeah. But I was going to say, like, because, like, the whole point of what I was going to say is, like, the fact that, like, this thing is, like, it's, like, very different from watching Chris Hansen. Because, you know, Chris Hansen, he's, like, he has the power of the whole situation, right? He has the control of everything. Uh-huh. You know, like, you come into his house, you're a stranger, and then, like, a just grown-ass man comes in, like, strong, confident, like, you're looking in a suit. It's like, Chris Hansen, have a seat. Have a seat. And it comes over here proper, you know, face-to-face, directly to you. But then this way they do it, it's like she's pretending to be like, you know, a small girl. So like the men on like that they're fishing, it's like like Jesus Christ, it's an emotionally taxing thing. Cause like every other guy would just like hey, and she's like hi, and then fucking they just start beating their meat like immediately.
Yeah.
They'll like flip the camera to like for the dick, and she just have to sit there and watch.
That's New York used to have like in the 70s. New York used to have that in the 70s. Where it was like, I think it was called a peep show.
Isn't that different? Isn't that where you go, like, you put in some money and, like a big old panel comes up and, like, you see a girl dancing or something?
Yeah, a girl would, like, dance in front of you and then you could literally masturbate, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a different peep show from that. But, yeah, it's, like, literally, like, the guys are just like,
hi.
They're like, hi. And she's like,
yeah, here you go. No, I'm not even going to really talk you into it.
Yeah, exactly. And then
you ever see that video of the girl? But she's talking to Kermit on like one of the like chat sites.
Yeah.
You see Kermit just whip his dick out. He pulls out a cucumber.
Yeah, it's like, like Happy Women's Day. Here's this for you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I got something for you. yeah, that's what those dudes do.
What are we gonna do about it? You know, like that's literally them.
We got a predicament on our hands.
Yeah,
we can help each other out.
She's like, oh, what just happened? It's like, oh, I don't know. Like, what do you want to happen? But yeah, and it's crazy because like after like half of these episodes, she'll be like fucking in tears and just like crying and shit. Because like, you know, a guy just like beat his meat to you and like he had a fucking, because the camera's like, the phone's in her face. So you just see this dick just fucking. It's like, and then like she'll do a voiceover just to like cut out and save some time. She's like, and he pleasured himself for 30 minutes. I'm like, what?
Jesus.
So you're just sitting there quiet for 30 minutes. Yeah, some guys would be like, he was done in like 5 or 10, you know, whatever time frame. But then there's one area, like, there's been a couple just like a fucking marathon man over here, like an hour or some shit. And it's like,
for a fucking hour, you could have done anything else productive for an hour.
Watch real porn. I don't know.
Yeah, you could have literally.
Yeah, but then it's like Jesus Christ. And then I don't understand. Like there would be times where like the she'll try to make excuses for these guys, and like not like in a big way, but she'd be like, oh, you know, like it's sad to think that sometimes these guys could have gone a different route, you know, and maybe it makes me feel bad for them sometimes. And like her crew, they're like, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know. These are people thinking they're talking to a 15-year-old, and they're being their meat on the fucking phone, masturbating to you. You know that, right? She's like, "Well, no, of course I know that, but you know, I just feel bad for them sometimes." It's like, why?
That's called what they call it, Stockholm syndrome.
I was about to say it's called weakness. You need to get that shit beat out of you.
What do they call that? That affection or whatever, where people are like, "Oh, you just want to feel bad for everybody."
Sympathy.
Yeah, or some type of sympathy. I know there's some type of like medical.
Medical jargon for you?
Yeah.
I think it's called being a
pussy. I think it's called being a pushover, yeah. I think it's called being a certified bitch.
I ain't no fucking pussy, dude. No, yeah, literally. And then it's fucking, oh, God. It's like, I'm only 5 episodes in. But I can't tell if it's real, though. Here's the thing. I can't tell if it's real. Because, like, they never show the guys' faces. They have, like, a voice changer for them. Mm. And then, like, they'll just throw, like, random news clips in there to make it seem like as if, like, what they did was the reason that led to their arrest or whatever. But then it's like I can't tell because it looks very much like a reality TV show, like the way they film it, because they film everything behind the scenes with like, you know, they have the makeup artist who makes it look young with the makeup, then they have the photographer, then they have like the guy who does like the research on these people, who's like really good at like finding them, and it's like sometimes she'll say shit that's a little too convenient for them, like this one time she said like they caught this guy who like used to work for like, a car dealership. And she started the conversation. She was like, oh, you know, like I'm like a model, you know, I take pictures for like car dealerships and shit and I'll send it to them. It's like, oh, you're called car dealership model? Like, yeah, you know, just random car dealerships, like, you know, in New York, New Mexico, whatever. Like, oh, I used to own a car dealership in New York. And they're like, oh, we got him, we fucking got him, like, you know. And they'll like, they'll go through there, you know, because they have the guy's actual face, you know, they know his voice and shit. So they'll like call around like different places, you know, like saying like, oh, you know, I bought a car here. Like 3 years ago, I want to buy a car again. I was wondering if you guys changed like ownership or something. Mm-hmm. And they'll just do like all this research and shit. And like, it's like, what? Like, that seemed a little too convenient. What you said that triggered him to like reveal that fact about himself. Like, that, I don't know. Sometimes it's like she will say shit that like makes them reveal like a really big fact.
And you've never like Googled it, right? To see if it's like real or fake or anything.
I don't want
to,
like I said, man, I need some level.
You don't want to break
the facade? Yeah, I need some level of satisfaction on these scumbags are getting like dealt with on some level. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want to break the facade for that. Oh, no. It's like, I of course, I got Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen's still doing his thing, right? He started again.
Has he? Honestly, man, I haven't really heard about Chris Hansen in years, really.
Years? Yeah.
After the last time, because remember, like, some guy, like, killed himself when he used to do it to catch a predator?
Yeah, he was, like, a district attorney or something like that.
Yeah, it was some shit. And I think that caused a lot of, like, we could get sued. I think that's the reason they pulled the plug on the show.
That's my thing, though. It's like, and? He killed himself and? Who gives a shit?
I think what happens is that you get a cease and desist and you go, fuck, man, this guy really wants to sue, or like whoever his estate is.
Yeah.
They could take us for like some heavy money.
That's what I'm saying, but like who cares? Like the I think the judge should just throw that shit out. That's what I'm saying. Because it's like this man literally came to fuck a young child. Mm-hmm. And you're going to allow his family to fucking like take. No, it's, I mean, I feel bad for the family, but at the same time, it's like.
No, I mean, it definitely should have been like, nah, fuck that guy. Like, yeah. You know, he did what he did. But, like, man, it's not a justice system. It's a legal system. Mm. Fucking, you get your paperwork right, you get a good enough lawyer.
Yeah.
You'll win.
Yeah, okay, that's true. But I say fucking, like, whatever her face, something con, is going to win the $3 billion from The Rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for kidnapping kids.
Yeah, that's why if she could get, like, a proper case going and...
Yeah.
And get the judge to side with her.
Yeah, get the fucking Better Call Saul guy in the real world.
We're going to see even more of The Rock.
Be like just tell me this. Just
he's going to be the Mr. Nick Rock. Cage of fucking... The Rock is going to be that way. He's going to be doing some stupid shit.
He's already doing stupid shit.
No, even more stupider shit. Just anything.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think I'm done with The Rock for
a while.
I'm
making a fucking Candyland movie, baby. I'm in Candyland.
He said he has to do that smolder.
Yeah. I'm he's doing like, hey, like, dude, you know what I am? I'm just a really buff guy who plays Candyland.
Yeah. He's the... You ever seen like the actual box with the Candyland guy? He looks like Mr. Mixapitalix from Superman. He like literally has like this hair from the side. He's got that Willy Wonka top hat, all colorful and shit. Mm-hmm. And like I was gonna say that, but that's he's gonna be just he's just gonna be him. No,
yeah,
no,
just, yeah, with like a black shirt.
Yeah, he's not even. You know what? Nothing. He's gonna be just him shirtless.
Yeah, sure. Drinking a Zoa.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, hi. I don't eat candy. It's me, The Rock.
Am I fat like you? I drink Zoa, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Where's my Terramana?
He's gonna do the Spartan kick into I don't know whatever spikes the candy God. Spikes.
Oh, jeez, man.
Hey, let me ask you something, David.
What's up?
Why all of you guys, specific Ooh. everyone in life,
okay.
everyone listening right now.
Yeah.
Why can't you guys give fucking truck drivers just a little break?
Fuck you, truck drivers.
Just
honestly,
just a little no, fucking. No, no.
Here's the thing. It's the same reason everybody hates motorcycles.
Give me some fucking room.
It's the same reason everybody hates motorcycles. I'm telling you. Because, like, one person, one of your kind slided us, and now all you guys get to catch a smoke.
All of it?
All of you guys.
I'm driving through Stockton Road, and I'm like, bro, I need to turn out the light, bro. Come on. Just everyone, somebody give me some fucking room here.
Looks like you should have been in the right lane 5 miles back.
I should have been. I guess so.
You see, you even admit it.
Mm. People, and this is the other thing. Let me tell you guys, to all everyone listening, I can't turn on red. I can't make a right on red. It's against the law. All right? So unless you want to pay for that fucking ticket that I'm going to get, please don't go around me as I wait for it to turn green, because you're going to fucking head into incoming traffic.
Yeah.
And you're going to hit me somehow, and I'm going to get involved. And you're going to fuck up my day. So please, kill yourself, but don't inconvenience me.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah. No, dude, I did Stockton today, and it was just, it was a shit show.
I imagine it's fucking show. Stockton, yeah.
Yeah.
You texted me heck early, though, didn't you, like, that you were done?
Yeah, like, two, I was finally.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to Walmart.
No.
Go to Walmart. Walmart's like, hey, our door is broken. And I was like, all right, well, I'm docking. Yeah, you got to go over there. So I'm like, all right. And she just pointed, no info. She just said, you got to go over there.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick. What was the worst thing that could have happened if you just, like, left the shit there? You just, like, left it there, left the pallet, and, like, just drove away.
They would have told me to, hey, bro, you got to go back and
your turn job.
That in. Yeah, you gotta do that shit proper.
Damn.
Yeah.
Right. That's it, because that's actually, like, some dumb shit you shouldn't have to deal with, where it's, like, if the people there are giving you trouble, they should give you some leeway, be like, hey, like, what happened, man? Like, oh, like, she was being a bitch. She was telling me to go somewhere I can't go legally, and she kept giving me a hard time. She wouldn't let me dock, so I just dropped the shit there, and I left. They'd be like, oh, okay, Mark. Okay, Mark,
I mean, I could, but I, at the same time, it's like, there's only so many times I could probably really give that story before someone's like, I think you're the problem.
I'm sure, knowing you, you've given that story plenty of times.
I've been kicked off a route before.
Have you?
Yeah.
For what?
I did a Save Mart Angels camp one time, right?
Uh-huh.
And me and the fucking dude were like tripping off each other and shit.
I was going to say, like, no, like, he's trying to fuck my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard the podcast. I'll listen to you, heard motherfucker. That shit,
bitch. Oh, dude, how fucked up would I be like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you were. I mean, you were kind of. Yeah. Technically. You kind of were, technically.
But, nah, dude, even fucking trying to find places to, like, park the truck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, did you just park behind me? Did you just fucking park? You don't see it, so what, this truck is just here? It just magic, it's not going to move ever? Fuck, man, fuck you guys.
Like I said, bro, all you guys catch is smoke now.
God damn, man.
One of you guys slighted us and made us inconvenient, so now all you guys catch is smoke.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Going back to the Walmart thing,
no,
right?
No, let's stay on this now. Let's stay on this topic now.
Okay, we'll just stay on the fact
fuck
that...
Fuck you, truck drivers.
Fuck, no, I guess fuck me, dude.
Yeah, no, just kidding.
You know what, dude? I'm fucking hitting all of you guys, because you know what? It does nothing to me. It does everything to you.
Just do like the Asian people from fucking Family Guy. I'm much left.
Good luck, everybody
Good
else.
Good luck, everybody else.
But you know what? Hell yeah. I'm doing that shit from now on.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
You hit me. I don't know. Bro, I was chilling. And you just ran into me.
Yeah, I'm going to be passing you on the fucking freeway, the fucking 30-car pileup just because you decided to turn left and it wasn't giving you time. I'm like, hey, it's Mark. Oh, shit.
But yeah, no, driving in the city, and I understand I got to make these white-ass turns too, so I got to take the other lane.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't try to hurry up and try to get in front of me before I start making that turn, bro. It's like, come on.
Is it illegal for you to honk your horn?
Yeah, under a certain circumstance. Like, I can't just honk it with no reason.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, if I get pulled over for that, I'm always going to have a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, some guy up front was trying to swerve into my lane. Literally,
some guy, like, he was about to swerve into my lane, or he, like, I was trying to alert a driver.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all I got to do.
Yeah, and they don't have cameras in the front be like, oh, officer, he's lying.
So, no, there's another, we don't, our company doesn't get that heavy.
Okay.
That's like Pepsi and shit.
Yeah. I was going to say, why not like send out a box truck for something? Like any city that's like highly populated or highly dense, why not send out just a box truck? Because like I know it's more convenient to send out a semi because, you know, it has a lot more product on it. Mm-hmm. But it's very easy to have, you know, your day go to shit if you hit somebody or someone hits you. Because I feel like that's something else like your boss should take into consideration, knowing that they live and work out in Stockton. Like, you should know how stupid people are, for one, and how asinine they are in Stockton. Like, you should know.
Unfortunately, our company has, like, a bunch of divisions.
Divisions.
Where it's like, we're not in charge of that. That's routing. Routing does all that shit. So it's like, our boss, like, a lot of times they have to just kind of shrug their shoulders and go, I don't. Yeah. There's only so much I could really do.
Yeah, I'm sure what happens is, like, there's some dude in charge of routing out in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. It's they get your complaint. Like, oh, get a box truck out in Stockton. They look out their window where they're like, there's no one around for the next 200 miles. Mm-hmm. It's like, but there's so much room.
There's
like
so much. Look at all this room. There's exactly. So much room for activities.
No, denied. No, immediately.
No, bro, come on. Learn how to drive better.
Yeah, because honestly, like, fucking, it sucks for you. Like, 24/7 in Stockton. The only time where it doesn't suck for you is when the fucking sun goes down. And not even then sometimes. Sometimes it's like there'll be traffic everywhere.
Yeah, because I'm lucky. I don't do it. Just today I happen to do it. Okay. Like, my normal route, I'd be up in Arnold.
Yeah.
But, like, it was light today, so, you know, they're like, nah, Mark, well, we're not going to give Mark a break. Why would we do that for?
It's like me at work right now, bro. Like, literally for 3 weeks straight, they're like, I could have gone Fridays called off. Mm-hmm. But they'll literally, like, stop me or the daytime shift guy. Like, they'll literally tell us to shut down. They'll tell us to shut down for no reason. It's like, oh, what happened? Oh, you know, just shut down.
Just turn everything. Isn't that a good thing?
Why? No, because then I could have had today off.
Oh, that's right. Because you go off of, like,
Of inventory. Yeah. We go off of inventory. Like, if I fill up the building and there's nowhere to put the sand anymore, then I'm...
You have a Sarlacc pit at your work?
We don't talk about that one.
A Sarlacc pit.
That's where you put all the pedophiles, yeah.
That'd be lit.
Yeah, that's why... That's the real reason why no case have been brought up to the governing bodies. Because, like, all the people that they saw the error in their ways. Like, hey, David, we heard you have a Sarlacc pit back here. Like, oh, a Sarlacc pit or the Rancor pit. Which one you want? Oh, you have two? You know what, do 20% Sarlacc, the rest in the Rancor.
You know what you do? You go, hey, man, why don't you walk to that tarp right there? The one that's kind of sagging in the middle?
Yeah, and there's like a little X on it. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that. That's just to know where that tarp is.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, man. Yeah, got to fucking all that shit out there. I don't know, man. I'm getting worried now, though, because like, there's a lot more wildlife activity, like more than normal. And I'm like, the bobcats are getting really close to my fucking area. And they've grown big. They're fucking big boys.
They're getting bigger. Now. What are they eating out there?
Deer.
Is that what it is?
There's a bunch of deer out there. There's raccoons. Actually, I haven't seen the raccoons lately, so I think they ate all the raccoons.
They ate all the raccoons.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, rabid mountain lions with like rabies in them.
Honestly, at this point, honestly, I wish I had mountain lions, but no. Mountain lion would kill me a lot faster. Or I'd be that one guy who would like kill the mountain lion, like went on his hike or some shit. Because like fucking. This bitch is like, I saw him the other night. He was like fucking this tall. the height of the fucking table. This dude was fucking big. I was like, I didn't know bobcats get that big. Or he must have just been eating good or something. And he didn't look like too big, but he looked like normal like girth for a bobcat. But that size, I'm like, what the fuck are you eating out here? Actually, you know what? I haven't seen the deer lately. I haven't seen any more raccoons lately. I haven't even seen any, like, fucking, like,
He's bulking to whoop your ass.
Yeah, he's bulking, dude. And then, like, they're having kids still. So it's like, there's more of them now. And I'm like, what? Get the fuck out of here. Jeez. Oh,
Next time you see him, he's going to be like, bro, I've been in the hyperbolic time chamber for, like, 4 years.
Oh, for real.
You're about to catch his hands, bitch.
Seriously. And then fucking, I just realized right now, I haven't seen the coyotes in forever either. Because there is a shitload of coyotes when I first started there. Not no more.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Like, out here, last time I heard them was like 2 months ago. I heard them howling at the moon. But after that, and that time, like, you could tell, like, how large the pack is from, like, how loud the howling is and, like, how often it goes off. Mm-hmm. But, like, that time, they were only howling for a good, like, 10 seconds. I only heard, like, close to, like, under 10 of them. I was like, or not even 10, probably, like, closer to 7. And I was like, wow. Normally, like, I hear about, like, fucking 15 of these bitches out there just fucking howling at each other.
15 of them just out there just howling?
Yeah, because, like, there would be, like, 3 locations. One would be, like, because my area, let's say, like, I'm right here. I could hear it coming off from, like, the right, somewhere in the back, and the far, like, far right as well, where, like, the, like, there's this area called Dino's area. So there used to be a ton over there. And also, there'd be some, like, further up ahead to the left where there's just, like, empty field. Like, there'd be a bunch over there. But for something, like, and like, when one would go off, like, all of them would start going off. And, like, 2 months ago, I literally just heard the bunch over here. So I was like, oh, single digits, you know. But you hear, like, oh, you know, just going off like a fucking harmony. So I was like, that's how I just estimate how many are out there. And I'm like, oh, there's only one of them tonight. Okay, cool. And then, like, after that, I haven't heard them since. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Yeah. So, yeah, these bobcats are fucking...
They're all getting picked off.
Yeah, yeah, because the coyotes are small. The coyotes are, like, fucking tiny little dogs, dude. So I'm like, yeah, the fucking, a bobcat that's like extra big for a fucking bobcat, 120 pounds, it's fucking tearing these bitches up. It's going to fucking fuck up a coyote. Mm-hmm. No problem. Honestly, I don't know why, but we're lucky that, like, they don't come after us. Because my boss goes out there in that, like, general direction by himself all the time. Because he has to, like, switch valves and shit. And he'll always be taking videos of, like, these guys, just fucking bobcats just walking around, just fucking big old buff cats just, like, walking around, just strutting along, like, not even worry in the world. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, my boss will flash a light at them and just, like, stop for a second and look at them and just, like, keep walking. I'm like, oh, shit, they're not scared at all. They won't, like, fucking bolt or nothing. They're just, oh, it's a good friend, Ev. Okay. And they just keep walking. It's like, holy shit.
God damn.
Yeah, that's why I carry fucking bear spray on me all the fucking time.
Did you say you saw bears out there, too?
There was a report of a bear, like, 5 minutes away from my workplace because of all the fires. Like, that's when the fires were going on. So, like, all the fucking wildlife was getting pushed into Byron. So, I was like, oof, nighttime, just by myself. No one checks up on me. I'll be dead for, like, 5 hours before my boss calls me.
Before someone's like, what the fuck is this guy? Look at him sleeping on the job.
Oh, there's ketchup everywhere. You fucking slob.
This fucking god retard.
God damn it. He should have got molested when he was a child. Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
End up like Leo.
Who?
End up like Leo from The Revenant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Getting raped by a fucking bear? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was like, who the fuck is Leo?
Who the fuck is Leo? What are you talking about?
Yeah. She's, I don't know anybody Leonardo by that name.
Yeah.
But that would probably, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, shit.
Goddamn.
Hey,
man, why don't you shut up, dude?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Now say something. Oh, you fucked it up. Look at you. Look at you. Oh.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
There you go.
You know how long it's going to take me to edit all that shit? I'm going to have to cut this shit out.
Yeah, here. It's gonna take you a minute. Yeah. Or you can just leave it in there. Like, that's playful banter.
Was it playful, though? It wasn't even banter. Mm-hmm. It wasn't worth it, was it?
Wasn't it worth anything?
No. Get the fuck out of my house, Mark. This is my apartment now. You're still paying
me. Get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
I take it back. You can stay now. That was well-timed. Ah, shit, though, man. Do you have anything to talk about, Mark?
Well, we talked about the no maybes.
The no maybes.
That was the thing. That was the thing that was on my mind the most.
Yeah, you're like, man, I could really go for some gay cock.
I could
right
really
now.
Go for some dick, bro.
Always hearing about. We were just talking about getting our ass eaten the other day. Now I'm actually kind of curious.
Yeah. And also too, how everyone's just mean. Everyone's mean to truck drivers, bro. Stop being so mean to us.
Didn't they be fucked up if I text Art like, "Hey, happy June."
Hey, bro. I want to text my favorite no maybe. And let him know you're my favorite.
I'll put him in a group chat with Angel. Be like, hey, happy June.
Happy June, baby.
bunch of rainbow flags in there.
I wanted to go to the Giants game this weekend, but I already know it's gonna be no maybe doubt, bro.
You're gonna be seeing a bunch of fucking dudes in crop tops. You're like, woo!
Actually, that's the thing they're giving away today.
Crop tops? Or
not crop tops. Right? Yeah, crop tops, baby. No, like some no maybe flag or something.
Okay, for the Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny how we did like this hard 180 on this shit, man. You know, like back in 2003, it was like hecka hard on like the homophobia and shit.
Dude, I remember when Brokeback Mountain came out. And everybody was like, what in the fuck? How does that even get made? Who accepted this? No one will ever see this, right? It was talked about forever. You know what?
I think that movie is the start of the whole movement. Because everyone's like, well, it's Jake Gyllenhaal, though. It's Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm-hmm. And the future Joker? I forgot his name.
Oh, Heath Ledger?
Yeah, it's Heath Ledger. Our two... future Joker. It's our two
He's favorite... going to kill himself pretty soon, this guy.
Last I heard.
Yeah.
So they're like, it's our two favorite femboys, like making out. Let's give them a chance. Let's get these gay, maybe these gay guys, maybe they're onto something. Maybe they know something we don't. You know,
Ang Lee directed that shit. That's the part that always kills me. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, that dude?
Fucking directed that shit.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. But yeah, that's what started the whole movement. You're welcome.
It probably did. That's probably what like got people comfortable enough with it. The fact he made a movie.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. If Heath Ledger is the Joker, and Joker's badass, but Heath Ledger played a gay guy, does that make gay guys badass? Holy shit.
You don't think too, like, I say like people like Ellen DeGeneres. Because there are people who are like really well liked who are like, hey, look, I'm gay.
Yeah, because she came out on one of her sitcom, right, where she was just like a really popular character, and she was like, I'm gay, and it was like, well,
gay.
Yeah, that was like back when she was like in her 20s, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but to me, it's like she's somebody who's respected by a lot of people.
Was.
Was she? Is she not anymore? She one of the I think there was like some shit with her, right?
You didn't hear nothing about her.
Yeah, but everybody gets canceled. No,
like she's an actual cunt.
Oh, she's a dickhead?
Yeah, she's a fucking dick to like all her fucking employees. Like not even like in a funny level, but like an actual.
Like she's just mean. She makes them all line up and eat like chili beans.
Oh, you mean like the fucking undercover boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. She's like the worst I heard is like, well, she'll like choose specifically one person to braid all day. Like it's like I think
you fucking suck, bro.
The first person to I think meet her gaze or just to be in her general vicinity, she'd be like, it's like.
No one looks at her. Oh, shit. God I made eye contact with her.
It's like, this is like, God damn it. Fucking all these fucking red lights. These truckers always getting my fucking way, stopping at the red lights to turn right. Hey, you.
Bitch.
Hey, you. You fucking turd. You fucking Muppet looking piece of shit.
What do you even do?
Eat another fucking cupcake.
If you killed yourself, no one would know. No one would care.
And I would laugh.
I would know. And I have no feeling for it.
No, the only feeling I would have is contentness. I'd be glad that your existence is off the face of this planet.
The only time before, like, half a second, I'd be concerned because somehow it would affect my day. But then that half a second would be gone when I realized I could just walk away from your dead body.
All you would be is another fucking piece of fame to me. I would be, how sad it is that this piece of shit killed himself on my set. And I'd cry. Yeah, I'd cry for the cameras. But then I'd be famous because of you. So you can go fuck yourself.
Bro, you know who might... I bet you is like that too, is Drew Barrymore.
She looks so nice though.
I bet, because she seems like a crazy person. But I bet you backstage...
Was it because of the Stranger Things thing? Where like when they got the award, she's like...
That's Winona Ryder. Way to go, David.
You know, I don't know none of these white bitches. I don't know.
No, Drew Barrymore, she's the one who's like in 50 First Dates.
Oh, she was in a fucking Beetlejuice, right?
It's Winona Ryder.
Oh, okay.
It's Jackie Chan.
Hey, look, it's Jackie Chan.
Oh, you're talking about that bitch who did that movie with Keanu Reeves one time when they were married, but they were divorced. No.
You mean every movie ever, right?
Yeah. Don't tell you. Look up Drew Barrymore. Look up her show. Just watch her show. And you go, no, she's crazy. I know she does some stupid shit, like, behind the scenes.
I Oh, fuck, I can't let that shit go, bro. Well, oh my god, let me pass out right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, fuck.
Get your fucking gills out.
Good. That's too good. Look, it's Jackie Chan. That's what's getting right now.
Oh my god, Jet Li. Oh my god, Shang-Chi, baby.
Oh. I'd be like, Jackie Chan, I'd love to use Shang-Chi. I loved you in the new.
Oh, bro, remember you in the Power Rangers?
I can't even fucking do it, man. It's the Yellow Ranger. Oh shit,
it's Yellow Ranger. It's oh my god, dude, you're my favorite. I had the chopsticks with your head on the top of them.
It's the bulletproof monk.
It's a bulletproof monk, baby.
Holy shit, it's a bulletproof monk.
Didn't you get in a fight with Steven Seagal in Under Siege?
Oh shit, weren't you Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Oh my god, dude, you were hit in, was it Hidden Dragon? Or Enter Dragon?
Oh no, bro.
Hey, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Jackie Chan, though, dude.
Wait, what? He's not dead.
Bro, he died like 15 years ago.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Remember,
he was in Enter Dragon. His son, Brandon, got killed on the crow.
Bruce Lee?
No, I'm talking about Jackie Chan.
Oh. Oh, you got me. You fucking got me. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, my God. Bro, you fucking got me good. God damn. You were too serious for that bit. You were too fucking serious for that shit. Holy shit. Oh, okay. I think I worked it out.
Finally, you finally got it through your head.
It was that Brandon Lee, but it was that shit that got me. It was too funny for me to laugh at anything else now. Oh. What were we talking? Oh yeah, Winona Ryder.
Yeah, she's a crazy person.
Yeah, I mean, she looked fine on Stranger Things. No, where is she from though? I forget.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah,
Stranger Things.
I'm talking about the other bitch.
Oh, Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore.
She was in E.T. She was little kid.
Okay.
Oh, 50 First Dates. What's that? Never Been Kissed. She always did like rom-coms and shit.
I was going to say, the last thing I seen her in was the Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, that show on Netflix?
Yeah. That show was fun. It got canceled. I was actually disappointed in it.
Because it's Netflix. Netflix just gets rid of all the shows.
Yeah, all their good ones, and they keep all the shitty ones, like the fucking...
Bro, Stranger Things Witcher. 5, baby.
Oh, my God. They should have just ended with the last season. Oh, wait. They're going to end it with... This is a part 2, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, I think... Is it 2 parts?
It's 2 parts.
It's some shit.
Yeah, because they were... Because I think the whole thing is, like, they fought one, and then, like, they fought him off into the ether again.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's, like, back collecting his strength, and they're getting ready for the second face-off. But, yeah, dude, like, honestly, fucking... I don't know what's wrong with all these... Not even just Netflix, dude. HBO Max, too. Like, apparently they canceled, like, a shitload of their animation shows that were doing really well,
mm-hmm.
and they're, like, focusing on fucking Velma.
Yeah, you know why, too, man? Because I think
hate watch.
HBO Max has, like, a... somewhere they have, like, a focus group.
Yeah.
That goes,
oh,
listen, man, you know, this one animation did, like, 15% better than the other one, so let's drop this one, and we'll just keep this one. It's a lot of numbers.
Is that stereotypical, like, annoying-ass scene in movies where, like, all right, guys, what do we think about this one? Mm-hmm. I didn't like his masculinity. It was a little too much for me, and I honestly think Fred would be better if he was an actual genuine retard. Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you for the feedback.
All right, awesome. Let's bring in Pete Davidson for this next one.
Oh God!
But they don't actually pay attention to the shit. It's just it's whatever's gonna make you some money at least for a few couple years. I'm still amazed. Stranger Things is still
all they say is numbers. Literally, all they see is numbers.
Yeah, because it's like you got merchandise and shit like that. Like somebody's still people eat this shit up. I see those Hellfire Club shirts everywhere.
I think at this point, people are just like watching it just to finish it. Because you love the first 3 seasons, maybe.
That's a good point, bro, because that's how I feel about it. I watch it just to go, I just want to know. I don't rewatch it.
Yeah, no, I mean, neither do I.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because I literally, like, when the last season dropped, I was like, yes, finally, now I get to finish this. Now it's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what I said. And
That's literally what I said. God damn, finally.
Yeah, because I don't like to read about, like, you know, like, whether it's going to be the last season or not. I just assume because I'm like, I don't, for me, it kind of spoils shit. it spoils and surprises things. They're like, if I read anything about it, and they're like, oh, there's going to be a new season. So I'm like, oh, okay, so this season has no stakes immediately then. Like, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, you're just going to be like, all right, maybe you're going to bring a new character. That new character will probably die. Maybe you might kill off an old one, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so it's like, now I'm just watching it just to fucking, just for it to be over.
They really are collecting characters, though. There's like 20 of them now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, the girl Chrissy, who played Chrissy in the show?
Yeah, didn't she have like some weird, somebody didn't offer her like a threesome or something?
I don't know about that one. I was talking about more about the FaZe Clan. You know, the gaming group, FaZe Clan?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So like, literally this happened, like, I think it is still happening right now, but like about a week, like within the last week, FaZe Clan hired her onto her as a streamer. Not even like as a pro gamer, because they started off as a pro gamer group. They were doing like trick shots and shit on Call of Duty. They got fame notoriety from that. And then it just devolved into like all this shit, like into crypto scams. It devolved into opening up like their company to like the open market to be like traded, which failed miserably. And then now like they're trying to, you know, do damage control. They're trying their best, like recover their brand. And so they see that this girl from Stranger Things, I don't know her name, honestly, but like the girl Chrissy, she's streaming already. She's doing games. She's enjoying herself. She's having fun. She's getting like, she's starting to come up. She's collecting like a good like audience. And then FaZeClan's like, oh, let's hire her on, dude. Let's fucking bring her in. Fucking save the company. So they do that. They bring her on. She gets hired on and she's excited, you know, start FaZeClan because she thinks, you know, like, oh, you know, I'm going to be part of something nice. I get to represent women in games, you know. And the thing was, I saw like a few clips of her stream. I feel like if she was like a real femme bitch about it, like she was like, oh, I'm gonna represent women, women in gaming, women, 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 then I feel like there would have been clips plastered all over the internet about it, and I would have seen it. Because I'm on the very negative side of YouTube, where like anything bad that can and does happen, I see it immediately. But no, like I never saw anything about her. So like it seemed like she was doing like good so far. Like she was like, you know, just trying to put a face to like women in gaming, and she was just like, you know, doing her thing, just gaming, streaming, whatever. And then I guess like one of the main people from FaZe Clan who started it all, like back when, he was like shitting on her hella bad just cause. And he's still part of FaZe Clan. And then like he's like, yeah, FaZe Clan is fucking retarded, FaZe Clan, this, FaZe Clan, that. So I'm like, dog, isn't this your fucking company? Like, don't you want to say, like, do you not understand what you're doing is hurting your image?
That dude, like, he's probably on his last leg with it. He's like, fuck, man. Because, you know, to him, it's probably not even fun anymore.
Yeah, it's just fucking, at this point, it's just jealousy. Because it's like, he sees someone new who's, like, just got into gaming, like, maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
And they're becoming, like, a really big success. Because I think what people look for in streaming a lot of the times is enjoyment. They want to see the person who plays a game. They want to see them enjoying the game. They want to see them having fun. They want to, like, essentially live or see themselves through the person. That's why I think like anything is, you know.
I'm sure people like that. I got to be honest, I'm the opposite way of that, but I can see why people appreciate like somebody like when I've been watching Jedi Survivor, and I always look for ones where people don't talk. I could get where like if I watched the entire gameplay already of it,
yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, I guess I could go back and watch somebody do like some playful banter with it.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, the way I see it, like. No diss, but it's like if you're just like really a lonely person, and maybe you don't have enough money to like buy the game you want to watch, so you just find someone who's friendly, who's enjoying the game very much, and who might not be the best at it, but they're just genuinely like excited for it. You know? So you're like, hey, you know, this is how I feel about the game. I'm excited for it. I see someone who relates to me. Let me go ahead and fucking watch these people, and that's what essentially I feel like she is, because like she didn't seem like, you know, that bad of a person. I don't know her at all because, you know, like I said, I've only seen like a few clips here and there. But yeah, so there's this whole thing. Like, essentially, he was calling her out for like the most bullshit reasons. Mm-hmm. And like, he fired the first shots essentially. And then, like, she took offense to it, of course, because, you know, she doesn't understand how online people act with each other. I don't think she really understood like the hate she was going to get from it just by existing online and being a woman. And then she fires back. It was pretty savage, I'm not gonna lie. Because she fired back. She's like, oh, is this the guy who, like, almost OD'd on stream?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was she said something along those lines. And I was like, oh, fuck. That was pretty savage. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, shit. Bro, you gonna take that shit, bitch? You gonna take that shit, bro? Come on, dude.
Yeah, the Rigby Mordecai.
Oh.
Yeah, that shit. I was like, God damn, bro.
No, you didn't hear the story, though, about her, like, some producer?
Yeah.
I think was, like, trying to offer her, like,
That was her.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's why she left Hollywood and decided to go into streaming.
Yeah, she just said, I'm not, fuck that shit.
That's right. That's right. I do remember this now. Yeah, because I think I was actually playing Call of Duty when I was watching a video about that. Because, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, yeah. So that's the whole reason she got into gaming was because of that. She said,
yeah, I didn't know she got into gaming, but yeah, I know she had left.
Yeah, yeah, because I think she still wanted to do something, but she didn't know what. So she was like, you know what, fuck this. I either go to Hollywood, I put myself out there, and I get sexually harassed, and I get all this like negativity from all these producers trying to fuck me. Mm. Or I could buy a nice PC, I could sit here in my room by myself, not get harassed, and play games with people, play games I love. And just, you know, stream for you guys.
That's going to be your next setup, though, dude.
Streaming?
The two monitors?
I do have two monitors, technically.
Do you?
Yeah,
I know. Well, like, I'm talking, like, two PC monitors, like, side to side.
Yeah. Yeah, I have one. I have an extra one.
Oh, do you? Okay, I didn't see it. I didn't see the one you had.
Technically, what I could do is, because I consider my TV a second monitor. So, like, literally, I could have, like, my regular PC monitor, and then just have it connected to the big old TV, and it'd be the same. Like, it'd be, like, a double monitor for mm-hmm. me. So, it's like, oh, shit. Why do you have Angry Birds?
Is there a reason you don't do Twitch, like, at all?
It's expensive to start, dog. Like, the camera is the first step. That was $1,200. And then I got to buy the Elgato fucking capture card. I got to buy, like, some lighting for it. And
is it? Because I see, bro, I'll see a lot of people, like, on Instagram Live and stuff. Like, they'll do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to me, maybe that's just what I see.
Right.
Yeah, right, I'm like... Money,
yeah. I'll start streaming.
It looks like they're just doing it on their phone.
Yeah, no, okay. Well, I want to do it right. That's the thing. Like, I want to do it right. Yeah, I want to put some money into it and actually do it right. Because, you know, streaming wasn't really, like, my first goal. It was an idea I had. Because I was like, you know what? I'm putting all this money into this fucking computer. I might as well stream with it. Like, at some point, you know, try it out. Why not, you know? The worst thing that could happen is I don't get any traction. And I'm just playing games. I'm playing games anyways. So might as well, you know, give it a shot.
I remember, like, when I would watch TikTok a lot.
Yeah,
I would see people do that, like somebody with like two streams,
uh-huh.
and I would give them roses.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Roses for the June roses,
June roses,
rainbow
bro.
Roses.
This is a fucking dude playing Crash Bandicoot. I'm like, you know, I'm about to make this dude's day right now. Pop, 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 pop. Hit him with a couple flowers.
Wait, you would buy the flowers?
Yeah, because like Instagram would have like a like an option where like you'd be able to pay to like get your videos to like boosted, right?
Uh huh.
So I'd always have like leftover shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be like leftover. Like, you know what? Fuck it. Okay. I'm gonna give a couple to this dude.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, because like I've never paid for any of that shit in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, so I was about to say like, Mark, are you? Are you making the donations I think you're making?
Hmm? I don't forget those ones. Yeah.
Oh god.
It's always fucking people with like no views and shit. Fuck anybody who's like already has a bunch.
Yeah, it's like 100,000 viewers.
Yeah,
like,
fuck them.
Donate roses, guy. Oh, dude, I remember. The first time I quit TikTok, I remember it was because, like, it was one of those videos that annoyed the shit out of me, where it was, like, one of those guys who was like, building, like, a house of cards. Mm-hmm. And he was like, guys, don't donate to Galaxy, no, because if you donate to Galaxy, you know, I'm going to have to knock down these cards, you know. And it's, like, the Galaxy is, like, the most expensive one to send.
Right.
So then people, of course, you know, I don't know who falls for this, if they think it's funny or what, but they'll send a Galaxy. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, I gotta knock down this house of cards I made. It's only, like, three rows high. Yeah, you wanted to do so. And then he'd be like, guys, stop sending me galaxies. And I'm like.
You realize, like TikTok is just how TV used to be.
What do you mean? I've never seen that shit on TV.
You just see stupid shit on TV.
Yeah.
That's, like, some, like, type of public access channel. Where it's like, hey, bro, you want to QVC, bro, we're fucking. We're taking all these donations live. You called, bro. We're going to help all these kids with, like, three eyes and shit. We got three-eyed people here, all of them, dude. Fucking Doctor Strange. Tien's here. Everybody's here, dude. Fucking donate to the fight. Oh, my God. $4,000. We only need, like, $17,000 more.
We're so close, you guys. We're so close.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. I don't know. It has transcended to TikTok.
Is this what transcendence really meant? Transcendence into the fucking ether?
Yeah, it's evolved to TikTok, yeah. Now it's just on your phone.
No, dog, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was just watching for, like, 10 seconds, and I was like...
You're like, this is...
What am I doing?
This is annoying.
This is
cringe.
I had a mini existential crisis. I was like...
Yeah, it's giving cringe.
Oh, God. Get the fuck out. You are not a 16-year-old. You are not a woman.
Bro, what are you talking about? I'm based, though, dude. It's the passive aggression for me, really.
Oh, shit. You fucking... You are really gay, aren't you?
No, really? Bro. I'm just like rizzing everybody up, dude.
Here's the thing. A handful of those, I'm like, okay, you could use, but you're using them wrong still. So it's, you're not even using them wrong. You're just... There's something, I don't know, you're just wrong. How about that,
Mark? Yeah, just here's the thing, bro. It's only going to last like 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I'm still thinking like back to like when I was in high school and the stupid shit people used to say. And you go, there was no value in that. Like even then, I was like, I'm never not going to talk, because I'm not going to talk like this in like 5 years.
Here's the thing. The only time that'll be useful is if, you know, you hear every word for, like every threatful like slang term comes your way. Then I'd say 10, 15 years down the line, you're walking through the streets of Stockton. And a random crackhead pops up fucking trying to like shank you. He's like, give me your fucking money, man. And then he says like, or I'm going to potato starch you. It's like, potato starch. That means he's going to try to shank me. Oh, God, I'm in danger. And then you run away. Yeah, because you know, if you're not in the lingo, you'd be like, potato starch? What is it?
I had to find out the hard way.
Exactly. I just got potato starched. Oh, God.
Like, no one says swag anymore.
I say swag all the time.
You say swag all the time? You look like you say swag all the time. That has pretty swag, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty swaggy, aren't I?
Fucking...
You got a swag shirt on, San Francisco 47? That's swag.
Yeah. Well, I had to take my other shirt off because I was looking like a deli
worker.
Yeah.
Also wasn't swag.
No, I wasn't swag at all. There was no swag on that. There was no riz.
That is swag. It's dripping riz.
It's the riz for me, really. It's giving riz.
You sound like Lexi's fucking 15-year-old cousin.
Well, yeah, as what, like, what is she supposed to talk like proper and shit? Like,
no,
like,
she's not, but you are.
Like, God fucking, like Gary.
You were a grown ass man with fucking neck beard.
When SpongeBob was dreaming.
You know what? I'm glad you guys could see this. This man's got a full. Well, you can't see now because the light went out because his battery died. But.
Oh, did it?
You got a neck beard, though.
Yeah, very much so, dude. I can't grow a fucking full beard to save my life.
Yeah, and this isn't even a full beard, it's like a half beard. I was going to trim for the first pod, but I was like, I only got 3 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spend another minute trying to fucking trim my fucking beard. I'm like, I just need to go to bed.
Yeah, you just go, fuck, man. It's just the top part. I just hope that, like, I can, like, take care of it and maintain it enough to where it'll fill in the other parts.
Here's the thing, Mark. How about this? We'll do a trade. When I eventually go to Ukraine to get the hair transplant thing my head, let me borrow some of your top hair. I'll give you some of my chin hair, my face hair.
I got to do, like, the, what they call it, hair plugs.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying, like, you know when they do the hair transplant, where like they'll like transplant different parts of your head onto like the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that, except we'll do a trade. Like, I'll give you my beard.
I feel like with my face though, dude, because I've had bad acne my whole life.
Yeah,
I feel like
you need a beard.
The acne, probably like fucked up my skin somehow. Oh,
is that what you
I just mean? Feel like that's what it's something.
Could be.
Maybe it's just genetics. I don't know. But to me, that's just how it's.
It could be your pores. Yeah, maybe like the pores like got so like fucked up or something that like the hair follicles just got damaged.
Yeah, something. Or maybe I don't have ingrown hairs. It's just
Yeah. I was gonna say, bro, like when it gets like hair and like the science of like why can't you grow a beard or why is your hair like fucking start falling out like mine at the age of fucking 16, it's like it's like. Like, I don't know if you've ever done research into, like, why you can't grow a beard. But I've done a shitload of research as to why my hair, like, started, like, balding or thinning out at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally, I've literally, like, hit the jackpot of, like, the worst situation in the fucking world. Like, my dad right now, he's 50, so he's, like, going bald. But he was going bald, like, in his early 30s, like, pretty severely bald. And then fucking, so the genetics were shit already from the start.
Right.
Right. And then stress is, like, the worst thing you could fucking have in your life. Fear, stress, and anger. The two things I start out with since I can fucking remember. I was always stressed out and highly anxious. I was always fucking angry. I was always angry
about everything. Oh, real fucking angry, dude.
Yeah. Angry, you know, all the fucking time. I remember one time I was choked at my dad at, like, age of 5. Like, I got behind him and I started fucking, like, choking him. Like,
choke your ass out, dad.
Yeah, because I think he, like, because he spanked me hecka hard. And I feel like I didn't do nothing wrong. I just got so mad, like jumped behind, like a little gremlin.
On, yeah.
I was like a little fucking gremlin.
Stabbing him in the back, like fucking, like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. And then fucking, I got my ass beat again for that one. But yeah, so I tried doing that. And then, so that's anger right there. And then they say the more energy drinks you drink, the higher chance you, or if you drink a lot of energy drinks, the higher chance you get of like a, what do you call it? Like adult male pattern baldness, whatever the fuck. the real term, the term for it is?
It could. I've drank a lot of energy drinks since high school.
Yeah, but have you drinking 200 drinks a day drinks?
Like I've had periods where like I've gone through that.
Yeah.
But I always stopped because I honestly a while back where I was having like a weird like
chest pain.
Not chest pain, but my heart would be like I'm gonna stop for like 2 seconds. Just give me a break, bro. I was like, oof, what the fuck?
I'm just going to rest.
Yeah, here. It's like bro, just.
I'm just going to take just a nap.
I just take a nap, bro.
2 seconds.
When you knock it the fuck off with that shit. It's 5 a.m. Why do you need this? Bro, I gotta get going. I gotta go fucking. Come on, bro. We're working.
I hear your heart now. Like, is that like bored French voice from SpongeBob? This is Mark's heart. Welcome to Mark's body. I'm going to go ahead and take a nap now. It's fucking.
I tell you, dude, for a hot second, I would look at my watch, and my heart rate would just be like 130.
Heart rate monitor just goes.
Yeah, dude, it's like, why the fuck is my shit just 130? I'm just chilling here.
Your fucking heart rate monitor registers your heartbeats at like 40 beats a minute for like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's like, congratulations, you're fit for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. I Googled that too because I was scared, and it was like, what's the lowest your heart rate? And like anything under 60, you should probably maybe go to the doctor.
No. If you're a fucking like unit, if you're like a fucking athlete. I think you could do around 40.
Oh, 40?
Yeah, because I used to have my heart be like at 50, like 52, like a minute. And I was like, that was my resting heart rate, though. You know, just be like, just chilling there. And sometimes I could get it like around 50. But that was back when I was like, I was actually good at cardio. I used to like fucking run miles like every other day and shit for weight training and shit. And I used to actually like be fit. So like my heart rate was like very low. Because mm-hmm. like essentially, it's like if you're fit and you're like the lower your heart rate is, essentially it's like, the less your heart has to pump to effectively work to function properly. So it's working more efficiently, essentially.
And that's why I can't trust you on the internet.
Well, yeah, you can, because, like, you know, studies will come out.
That bitch said, if you're under 60, you should probably go to the emergency room.
Yeah, that's some dumb shit. Yeah, and that's some fucking dumb shit. Yeah, no, Mark, that's retarded. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, son. That's fucking stupid. Oh, my God. You're retarded. No, I'm just kidding.
It's good thing I didn't believe that.
You probably, no, you believed it. That's why you told me about it.
No, I'm saying, like, of course, when I read it, I was like, oh,
okay,
shit.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, you mean you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mom, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm going to the hospital right now. You can meet me there. I'm going to die.
Well, yeah. No, that. But energy drinks, though.
The fuck oh, yeah, yeah. Because, like, all the chemicals they put in them.
How about you just drink water and meditate every day?
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, legit, like I've said, since the age of 17, I've had at least one energy drink. And of course, there's like it was very common for me to drink two a day. I would drink two a day Monday through Friday for school, and then on weekends if I partied, I drink two.
My boy had a kidney stone for drinking too much of that shit. Yeah,
I had a friend, Alex. He did that shit too. Where it's like, I think his was drinking because he was like an underage drinker.
Yeah, that fucker was only like 24 when that shit happened.
Jeez, I know. Well, it's because also you don't drink enough water though, right?
Yeah, like, I never saw that dude drink water once in my life.
Like, oh, geez, I'm so thirsty. I'm going to drink this fucking Rockstar right here.
No, it was all Monster, too. I remember Monster used to have what's called the BFC, the big fucking can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they used to have, like, yeah, he would kill two of those. He'd come to school with two of them.
Oh, shit. That's an expensive habit, dude.
Very expensive.
It's very expensive. Yeah, dude, believe me, fucking. That's what, literally, when I used to work for my dad, that's all the money I'd put towards just my Rockstar addiction.
Rockstar and alcohol.
Well, no, I was 17. I didn't start drinking until I was 20.
Ah.
Yeah. And even then, like.
But after, as soon as 20, yeah, Rockstar, fucking a little UV vodka, baby.
Yeah, literally. That was me fucking, like, just putting that shit in my fucking Rockstar. I, like, kill half the can, then I fill the rest of it up, fucking just. Oh.
Drink that shit up. Nice.
The worst I ever did was the fucking E&J and Rockstar. I don't know what possessed me to think that was delicious. Like, literally, I had a tall glass with the mugs you put in the freezer. Mm-hmm. The beer mugs. I had one of those. I put some ice in there. I filled up, like, I emptied out a whole Rockstar in there. Then I topped the rest off with the E&J. And I was like, this is delicious. I don't know why I thought that. And I was like, this is good shit.
You realize, man, like, not too long ago, I realized that stuff is shit. Like, brandy and all that. Yeah,
we talked about this. So I was like.
But I thought, like, E&J was like, oh, that's a shitty one. Christian Brothers is the good one. No, it's all shit. It's all shit.
Yeah.
Because my grandpa used to drink that, but he would put it, like, in a glass, like, this like really nice like glass thing he'd pour it all into and throw the bottle away, and then he would like put that into like a smaller glass. Like he was real gentleman with it.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're spending $20 on a handle, bro. What the fuck?
That sounds like E&J. That sounds like E&J. Mm-hmm. That's the shit my the company I work for makes, E&J.
Look, E&J bottles and all that?
No, E&J itself.
Oh shit. Itself. You guys putting sand in the fucking E&J, dude. Ugh.
Mark, please tell me you know how glass is made. Mark.
Stomach.
You know what? Sand would be better to drink than fucking than E&J.
I got sand fucked water. Up one time with my cousin drinking that, and then we drank like some hurricane.
Yeah.
My body hurt.
What the fuck is hurricane?
Hurricane is like the shittiest. It's a beer, it's a tall can. Guess how much it cost?
I'm gonna guess $1.
Go about $1 more.
$2?
Yeah, for roughly, a tall can? Roughly.
So $1.87 plus tax, yeah, like $2.13.
More, honestly, more like $1.80. Really. It is trash.
Oh, oh my god, I can't.
It's a big silver can, bro. But anyways, my cousin's a fucking.
Is it a malt liquor?
It probably is. It's real high in alcohol content.
Yeah, because I think I tried it once. But it was like my dad's stash because when I was like brokey, I was like 21. Like, I would, like, literally steal his stash sometimes when I didn't have money. I was like, oh, you know what? My dad has, like, a bottle of Jose Cuervo. I'm going to snatch that. Mm-hmm. And he started figuring out it was me. He was like, Mijo, like, I don't want you drinking. I'm like, nigga, where the fuck were you my entire fucking life? Get the fuck out of my face. Let me get your fucking beer. Mm-hmm. And then, so then I started helping myself to the stash when I felt like it. But he started hiding the tequila bottles. And I was like, god damn it. And so I had to just tap into that. And like you said, like, it's a tall can that was pure silver. And it was a malt liquor. It was high alcohol content, but I don't remember the brand of it. I think it was like a Cobra or some shit on the label.
Oh, you're down drinking King Cobra?
Yeah. Oh, King Cobra, that's what it was. Yeah, dude, I sipped on it. I was like so desperate to get drunk. I was like
that stuff is trash too, bro. That stuff is shit. Bud Ice, King Cobra, Hurricane. That's all the shit we deliver, bro. It's garbage.
Oh, my God.
It smells disgusting.
Jesus Christ.
And Stockton, bro, Stockton stores, pallet to that shit. Pallets. You just come in, it'll be one pallet, all silver. You just come in, you make like six stacks of like nine of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you'll like go in the back room and they'll have like a big, big space up against the wall and you'll just slam them right there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then next week, it's the same shit. All these homeless people, bro, they drink all that shit.
Yeah, I fucking bet, yeah. The fucking, especially around your area.
All the knocks and the fucking...
All the...
Homeless people fighting
all
dragons.
All the Tonys just fucking posted fucking out front.
When I went, I seen Tony that one day.
Yeah.
Tony came in there counting his change.
Oh.
And then he was like, bro, let me get a Bush. And Bush is another shitty one. Bush is shit. And I was like, Tony, I'm being real with you, man. And like, it's not cold. It's been outside for a little bit. And so he took it. He put it in the ice cream thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fucking God, man, damn. This man just took pennies and nickels and dimes and bought himself a tall can.
Oh, God. I'm sure it's like a thing that he's like, since he's an old head and he's like known in the neighborhood, and like I'm sure the liquor store, he's like, or the liquor store manager or owner or whatever, he's like, you know what? I'm not going to sell this shit to any real person. So let me just sell it for pennies on the dollar. I don't give a shit. I just want the shit out of my store. Mm-hmm. And somehow he turns a profit. Like he's surprised, like, oh my god, I'm actually making money. So I'm gonna order more of this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's the constant rotation.
It probably is, dude, because they got so many people coming in with like Budweiser and Bud Light. just and it's pallets of that shit that just go in and out every week.
I'm sure
three packs.
I'm sure Tony wouldn't even drink that. He'd be like, is this gay shit on my fucking bush? Get this shit out of here. What the fuck is that?
One of my coworkers just told me one time they were on a route together, and some dude on a dude came out of the store, and he was like, he kept telling him to leave. He's like, we don't want that trend of shit up in here,
God.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, I guess so. I guess they were like getting ready to actually like
fight him.
No, to leave.
Okay. Uh huh.
They're like, bro, that's just a dude. He's not even the store owner.
Oh my god, that's what I'm saying. It's like. Like I did remember. I remember you told me that like your boss didn't want you guys wearing any Anheuser product, like hats or shirts or anything like that, because apparently they are really heavy, like fucking protesting that shit. Like people are not buying that shit.
Oh well, actually, it's just anything that's like
their product.
It has to be Donaghy shit.
Yeah.
Like, it just has to be.
Yeah. Well, that was we
can't even rock, like, our own personal stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. After you wore that fucking Jurassic Park hat?
Yeah, they were like, bro, you can't wear that. And guess what I did today?
You wore it?
Wore the fucking hat.
He just came in with their, oh, yeah. Okay, I got the hat.
Because I got a boss who got fired.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Chewy?
No, the other one. I got another, there's like three of them.
Oh, okay.
So one of them got fired, so I was like, all right, I think I'm good. I'll put the hat on. I'll put the hat back on.
Maybe that's the reason he got fired. He wore a fucking...
He's like, you told Mark to take his fucking hat off? They did, like, you ever see Casino? Where fucking Robert De Niro tells him to take his shoes off?
I don't remember.
And they fucking kick him out. They throw him out of the building.
No.
You told Mark to take his fucking hat off?
But you told me to tell everyone, though.
Yeah.
Mark isn't everyone. Mark is fucking
did
Mark.
Did I fucking say Mark? I said everyone. So you're stupid. Is that what you're saying?
If I wanted you to tell Mark to take his fucking hat off, I would have said, hey, said it tell Mark to please take his fucking hat off. I didn't say I did. I said everyone, you stupid fuck.
You fucking
retard. Now he's going to share shit on us and roses on the fucking podcast.
I know. You know this shit's going to go on his show, right? You know this fucking shit.
And I heard they got a fucking camera now?
They got a fucking camera? We can't do this to the company. We can't do this to the fucking company. This will ruin us. This will fucking ruin us.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. They're done. They're done.
You're fucking done. No, you know what he does? And then, like, he goes real quiet, right? He goes, what the fuck are you still doing here? Get the fuck out. You're done. You're fired? Are you fired? Yes.
Do you want to be fired or do you want to be fucking in the hospital?
You want to get your ass whooped too? You want to get fired and beat the shit out of?
Remember, you don't got insurance no more. You got insurance no more. You're fucking shit. You're getting zero coverage because you don't work with us no more.
Oh, fuck, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
God damn. Hey, rest in peace.
R.I.P. Oh, Jesus.
At least, I with the exception of Ryan, I think I've had just about every job I've had, a boss always gets fired.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, like, you had a good boss. I was like, I've only had two jobs where I had like a cool boss. Or I'll say three, but one of them was my dad, so I don't really throw him in there. Because it's like, I feel like it's pretty biased. It's like, it's my dad.
He's cool to work with. He paid you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's your boss.
Yeah, but I was going to say, he was really cool to work with. You know, because, you know, a lot of people say, like, don't involve family in your fucking business and shit. Mm-hmm. He was pretty cool about everything. Yeah, my dad.
I feel it's different, though. It's, you know, because he's your dad.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, I mean, I would still, like, work, like, the way he'd teach me and everything. So I wouldn't, like, be slacking off or nothing. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that, like, he didn't care, you know. Like, the only thing, like, I would do that was, like, you know, like, not really, not inappropriate, but it's, like, I would just listen to music. Because, you know.
How fucking dare you?
And that I'll is do a it safety again. Hazard. I'll do it again. You know, fucking some white bridge comes running at me. Hey, take your earbuds out. Like, huh? We'd whack her to the face. No.
Oh, man, you should have spoke up. Couldn't hear you.
You're real quiet there. Yeah, because I got fucking, you know, earmuffs on top of that fucking my earbuds.
I remember I learned this from you to use the one we worked at Medline together.
Oh, yep.
Put one earbud into your thing. And then I got real, like, I'd put a hoodie on sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I did is, like, I bought those cheap Bluetooth headsets, the really tiny ones from, like, fucking Japan. And, like, I would put them in, like, in the same earbud. It's, like, literally, like, people would, you know, be having to hide, like, their ear, like, the whole wire and everything. But, like, for some reason, like, you know, my earpiece would be, like, lifted at times, like, this. It's because, like, it was just there. But then it was black, so, like, they couldn't really see nothing. And it wasn't even, like, lifted, and there's cushion all around it. So what I did eventually is, like, I kept one mic piece to myself, and I tore the cushion out that one specific spot. And it's, like, it fit perfectly in my earbud, so it wouldn't be, like, pushing into my eardrum. So I just did that. And then from then on, it was smooth sailing. Like, I wouldn't even, because, like, you know, like, you don't need to hear the Jennifer system. Everything prompts on the fucking piece. So you just read everything. So I'm like, okay. And I just worked that way. Then everyone, whenever I take out my earpiece, everyone see, like, the earbud just, like, stuck in my ear. Like, hey, whoa, how the fuck did you do that? They're like, you just, you know.
It's called innovation.
Yeah, exactly. It's called being.
How about you learn, motherfucker?
It's called being.
That's why I'm not going to be here soon, and you're still going to fucking be here.
Yeah.
Start treating everyone like a dick.
Exactly. Just, like, smack on the cheek a little bit. Be like, oh, you'll learn.
Dude, I had one time, man, we were doing that, and just a giant jug of some type of liquid just fell in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hella paranoid after that.
Oh. Yeah, is this when, like, four aisles just ruined and they were told not to go by?
No, I don't even know. I was going, and it from like here up against about my wall. I'd say it was right there, and it just fell. It just splat.
Jeez, yeah, because you got to be careful. Because like fucking, I remember. Oh, yeah, you know what? You weren't there, but yeah, same thing happened like shortly before you came in. It was like this giant container of like liquid soap or something. It smelled like made the entire factory smell like green apple. It was like green apple scented soap, liquid soap, and that's the same shit. Like fucking. One of the pickers from the other side, the ones who, like, go all the way up there and, like, grab the pallets, mm-hmm. they weren't paying attention. So they pushed the pallet in instead of, like, grabbing it, like, where, like, the fork space is. And they pushed the pallet on the other side over, and it fell over. And, like, luckily, they didn't kill nobody also.
Damn.
But, yeah, like, literally, that happens, like, every once in a while. It's not, like, a rare thing to happen. And that bitch got fired.
Oh, yeah, as I would hope so.
Yeah, because I remember her, like, running, because I was, like, doing orders, and I remember her, like, running up to fucking... My supervisor, she's like, oh my god, Robbie, oh my god, I fucked up, Robbie. He's like, oh, calm down, like, what happened? Like, I did something, I was on the forks, I was trying to grab the pallet, and it just fucking fell, dude, it just fucking fell. And she's like, okay, let's go check it out. Like, the next day, she wasn't there. And then fucking, like, I asked, hey, Robbie, what happened to so-and-so? He's like, oh, you know, she's, we put her, give her a little break, you know, like, we'll see her in a couple of days.
She never came back.
She never came back. Yeah, no. I was like, oh, shit. Now you can go work at Wayfair across the street.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There's so many other options.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. Fucking, there's three warehouses in that one little district. Mm-hmm. You're good.
There's so many warehouses popping up where we're at, too, bro. Niagara just built two of them.
Niagara?
Yeah, bottling.
The water.
The water, yeah.
Yeah. You tell me they don't use fresh water spring sources? They're using
tap water? Yes, they do. Yes. They use the waterfalls of Stockton.
You heard of the sewer lines?
Yeah, the sewer lines of Stockton.
Unfiltered. Just
they do have these, like, giant, like, it looks like, you ever see those things that people keep, like oats?
Silos?
Yeah, like, silos. They have, like, these, like, big-ass ones, like, a bunch of them all over the plant. I don't know if it's, like, a filtration system or...
Maybe it just holds their water. Like, maybe they get shipped in, like, fresh water, and that's, like, their bottling plant or something.
Yeah, well, because it is a distribution place.
Yeah, because sometimes they'll, like, fuse warehouses and distribution places where, like, where they bottle the water, and they'll, like, ship it out the same place. Maybe it could be that. Because it's that big-ass one that got built recently, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's, like, in the I was trying to get Johnny and Roger on
to go over there. Sure. Nice.
Because, like, they're like, hey, we're paying, like, literally $2 more than everyone else around here.
Yeah. But better hurry now before you...
Yeah, listen, bro. They have, like, a big-ass, like, job fair and everything.
Yeah, and I know for a fact that, like, those places where, like... Like, you know, it's kind of like a fresh new, like, a building. Mm-hmm. No matter what company it is, like, they'll promote quick. They promote quick.
They're well, they need people, bro, to, like, work in there.
Yeah, because I know a friend who's, like, sister. She was, like, you know, not that she was, like, dumb, but she was, like, you know, all that. And then, like, it was, like, a brand new warehouse. I think it was, like, Medline or something. And, like, she was just working there for, like, a month. And she got promoted to, like, supervisor. And then now she's, like, a supervisor. I think she's still a supervisor, but it's, like... Now you don't got to do no work, though. It's like, you've only been working for, like, a month, and you got promoted.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I said, they needed supervisors, and they're like, you know what? Here's an extra $1.50. You're a supervisor now.
You're doing everything so correctly, and in this short amount of time, you know what? Go ahead and just take my car.
Exactly. You know, I'm going to need a little favor, though, you know.
Well, hey, you help me out, I help you out.
You scratch my back and suck my dick,
Scratch my back, you scratch my cock.
Not really. If you scratch my cock, I'll fire you.
I scratch your back, you scratch my cock. There we go.
There you go. No teeth. No,
bitch, if you use teeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good shit, dude.
Good shit.
Good shit.
So hopefully the podcast ends up good because I want to make sure the volume is fine because I feel like we blew out the mic.
I'm looking at the levels. They're not hitting the red or anything.
But you hear the fucking like the little fuzziness sometimes when you get a little too loud. And it registers different on the camera. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why you have to have low here a little bit. Not like heckalo, but like just a tiny bit low. And it'll register just fine on the camera. But like, we'll see. Like,
I feel like there's a way to.
Well, here's the thing.
To fix that.
Here's the thing. Like, I fucked up on like the audio a couple times also, like when I was recording. But that's why I was doing, you know, the clap thing in the beginning. Because I could just mute the volume or the audio from the camera and then just use the audio from here. That's why we're recording also. But the thing is, I want to eventually get to a point where I don't need to do that, where, like, we just have this as backup for the audio, and then, like, we just use the audio from, or, like, everything from the camera. Automatically synced up and everything. That's where I want to get to. I'm learning that
right without now. Using the mixer?
No, we'll still use the mixer as, like, an interface, and, like, it'll, like, Because like, it'll pick up the audio from the Rodecaster. And then instead of using the audio from the camera itself, it'll just use this audio directly. And it'll sync up automatically with the camera. Yeah. That's how that works. Yeah, but right for now, you know, mute that shit and use this specifically. And I already got it. Editing software and everything, so we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, good. Yeah. Good shit.
Good shit. Alrighty. Well, it's about that time. Gotta get ready to go to work.
All right, man. Well, anyways, guys, go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Check out the episodes past and present. I had a little hiccup there. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.